now it's time for StoryCorps Atlanta. Cindy Gilmore was born the youngest of five in the small farm town of Prattville, Alabama, in 1964. She lived there until the mid-1970s when her mother decided to move to Atlanta. Her daughter, 33-year-old Jessica Walls, brought her to the StoryCorps booth to find out a little bit more about this time and transition. She begins by asking her mother why farming was so important to the family.
That was really the only way we survived, because my mother didn't make very much money, and so my mom was up every morning at 5 in the morning, and then she would go to her job after that, after working in the garden. She was already working at a grocery store, and so she would take her produce with her and sell it.
That's pretty unusual for a woman to be working full-time with a family in the 60s. Did that impact your family in any particular way?
I saw the disparity between my aunts who didn't work and my mom. She had a short haircut. She wore pants. She drove a fast car and wore Richard Petty sunglasses. She was quite a character, and she was fierce, but she ran a store, and she just had to do things that most women didn't have to do.
Why did your family move to Atlanta?
My mother loved the odd people.
What do you mean by that?
Well, she gravitated toward people that used drugs and that had unusual lifestyles. I think I was the only fourth grader. We had a drag queen at Thanksgiving dinner. It just seemed perfectly normal to me at 10 years old to have gay friends and kind of hippie friends that hung around. Atlanta was a mecca for that.
What do you mean that Atlanta was a mecca?
Well, if you lived in a small town and you didn't feel included and you felt like that you wanted to be somewhere where people would accept you, you came to Atlanta. I mean, that was the hub. And I knew that even as a young child, because when I got here, I felt this glorious feeling of the city was my friend.
I think Atlanta has changed a lot since I was a kid and certainly since you were a kid. Do you still feel that Atlanta is your home?
I do. I just know so much about the city and the people in the city. Sometimes I get frustrated with how dense it's gotten and the traffic and that kind of stuff, but that's not Atlanta. Atlanta are the relationships that I have and the people that I've known and met.
Do you think that spirit that you talked about earlier is still what makes Atlanta alluring?
I think for different reasons it's alluring. The world's a different place than the 70s. I don't think people have to hide like they did then, but there is still an anonymity here that I happen to love. So,
you know, it's funny because when you were telling the story earlier about having all sorts of folks in the house and thinking that that was completely normal, I mean, that's one of the things that I'm so grateful for, is that you created this household for us where all were welcome. And I think that that made me a better person. And I just thank you so much for that.
That was Jessica Walls talking with her mother, Cindy Gilmore. This story was produced locally for WABE by Melissa Terry and recorded in partnership with the Atlanta History Center, which hosts the StoryCorps booth. Do you have a friend or a family member that you'd like to learn a little bit more about? Why not book some time with them at WABE StoryCorps booth? You can learn more at wabe.org/StoryCorps.